Hi, and welcome to Rough Draft, the daily podcast that delivers the essential writing advice you need to succeed online as a writer. I'm your host, Damien Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next 4 minutes of your life with me. So let's start with a simple history lesson on this inaugural episode of Rough Draft, taking you back, I don't know, let's say 2 decades to the early 1990s. There was a host of developers, scientists, programmers, men and a few women who were, you know, sort of communicating with each other, sharing documents out of places like universities and defense agencies and governments. And then this thing happened, right? So this thing happened that they connected all of these separate networks together. And it's like this huge chain letter, something you could search. And people celebrated this development. And it would not be an understatement to say that this web changed our lives. Changed the way we communicate, the way we shop, the way we research. It's even changed the way we emote. Yeah. Emote, right? So some people say that it brings out, that the web brings out the worst in people. And I can't argue with that, right? I mean, some really ugly people say some really ugly things. However, it seems wonderful the way we have information right there at our fingertips, right? That information, that amount of information is huge. It's gargantuan, and gargantuan is just such a poor word to explain how much information is there. I mean, it's beyond comprehension, but if I want to know what the sex pheromone of boar saliva has to do with truffles, and I'm talking about the mushroom variety, all I have to do is look online. And so, but this really gets at the crux of what the web is, right? Because the amount of the information out there and the people who are creating this information means that there's like 2 main challenges that all web content suffers from. Those 2 main challenges are obscurity and neglect. And when I say obscurity, I mean web content is buried beneath billions of web pages. And by neglect, I mean if someone actually finds your page, they'll more than likely ignore it or abandon it. So the web opens up opportunities for you, right? To build a website, to publish a blog. It gives you an opportunity to become a voice, right? But you are still a voice in a dark, dark sea. You want to have any fun at all on the web? If you want to make a living on the web, you have to get found. And when people find you, they actually have to care about you. So here's something you can be encouraged by, though. The fact that anyone reads anything at all online is a demonstration of an extraordinary hunger for content. Right, those are the words of Aaron Hussein, author of The Elements of Content Strategy. So that should encourage you that there are people out there who want information, who are looking for entertainment, would like to be educated. And you could quite possibly be the person who does that. Question is, are you going to be found? And when they find you, will they actually care to read what you have? And that's the point of Rough Draft. This podcast will teach you the tips, the strategies, the tactics that you need to know in order to not only survive online, but actually thrive, to actually be found, and become noticed in a world full of noise. So we'll see you in the next episode of Rough Draft. Take care.